Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q3 FY24 earnings conference call of KEI Industries hosted by Monarch Networth Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rahul Dani from Monarch Networth Capital. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Muskan. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Monarch Networth Capital, we're delighted to host the senior management of KEI Industries. And we have with us Mr. Anil Gupta, Chairman and Managing Director of the company, and Mr. Rajiv Gupta, CFO of the company. We will start the call with opening remarks from the management and then move to Q&A. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you. So, good morning to everyone and I welcome all of our esteemed investors to this conference call. I'm Anil Gupta, Chairman and Managing Director of the company. So I'll give a brief of the results, although you already have all this with you. So the net sales in Q3 is Rs. 2,061.72 crore. So the growth in net sales is 15.55%. EBITDA in this quarter is 228.72 crore. Growth is in the EBITDA is 16.72%. EBITDA / net sales margin is 11.09% as against 10.98% in the same period previous year. Profit after tax this quarter is rupees 150.67 crore against rupees 128.61 crore in the previous year same quarter. Growth in the PAT is 17.15%. So the PAT / net sales margin is 7.31% versus 7.21% last year. Domestic institutional cable sale, wire and cable, is rupees 556 crore in third quarter against rupees 630 crore last year. Domestic institutional sales of extra high voltage cable is rupees 184 crore against 93 crore previous year. So the growth is 97%. Export sale in this quarter is 284 crore, out of which cable is 195 crore, which was 103 crore last year. And overall, all products put together, the export sale is 284 crore. So the growth in the export is 98%. The total cable institutional sale contribution is 45% as against 46% in the previous year same period. Sales through distribution network is rupees 949 crore in the third quarter against 816 crore in the same period last year. Growth is approximately 16%. The sales, B2C sale, that is sales through distribution network, has contributed 46% in third quarter. The sales in the EPC division, other than cable, is 146 crore as against rupees 95 crore last year. The growth is 53%. Out of the total sales of EPC, the EHV cables EPC sale is 32 crore as against 25 crore in the same quarter last year. The sales of stainless steel wire is 46 crore against rupees 54 crore last year. Volume increase in the cable division on the basis of production for consumption of metal in Q3 as compared to previous year same period is approximately 13%. Now I will come to the result summary of 9 months as on 31st December 2023. Net sales in 9 months is 5,791 crore against 4,958 crore last year. Growth in the net sales over 9 month period is 16.8%. EBITDA growth is 41%, and EBITDA margin is 10.82% as against 10.59% previous year. PAT in 9 months of FY24 is 412.27 crore against 339.27 crore. Growth in the PAT is 21.51%. PAT/net sales margin is 7.12% versus 6.84%. Overall, domestic institutional cable sale is 1,560 crore in 9 months against 1,574 crore last year. Sales of extra high voltage cable is 402 crore against 237 crore last year. Export sales in 9 months is 840 crore against 530 crore last year. The growth is approximately 59%. Total institutional cable sale contribution is 45% as against 44% last year. Sales through distribution network is 2,714 crore in 9 months as against 2,320 crore last year. Growth is around 17%. The total active working dealers of the company as on 31st December 2023 was approximately 1,975. B2C sale contributed 47% in 9 months, which is at par with the previous year, same period. Sales of EPC is 370 crore as against 270 crore last year. Growth is approximately 37%. Stainless steel wire sale is 162 crore as against 185 crore last year, same period. Volume increase in the cable division on the basis of production for consumption of metals in 9 months in FY24 is approximately 22%. Pending orders at the moment is 3,826 crore, out of which 934 crore is EPC orders, 594 crore are orders which are pending from extra high domestic cables, 1,823 crore, and export orders, 475 crore. So this is the overall summary of the pending orders. Ratings: India Ratings and Research Private Limited has affirmed its long-term rating as AA with positive outlook. ICRA and CARE long-term rating is AA stable. Short-term rating from India Ratings, ICRA, and CARE is A1+. The book value per equity share of the company is 333 as against 287 as on March 31st, 2023. Now I will I'll give you a final outlook of the company for the future. Capacity utilized during 9 months in FY24 is 95% in cable division, 70% in house wire division, and 89% in stainless steel wire division. During 9 months, the company has incurred a capital expenditure of approximately 308 crore rupees, out of which Chinchpada, Silvassa, 65 crore, Pathredi, 30 crore, Sanand, 167 crore, and other plants' locations around 46 crore. The company is doing a brownfield CapEx at Chinchpada plant in Silvassa with a CapEx of rupees 110 crore, which will add a capacity for house wire and LT power cables, approximately 800 crore-900 crore, out of which 240 crore capacity has been added in October 2023, and balance capacity will be operational by the end of this financial year, that is, by March 31st, 2024. Another greenfield and brownfield CapEx is going on at Pathredi with an approximate cost of 110 crore, which will increase the capacity for LT power cables approximately 800 to 900 crore per annum. It will be operational in the first quarter of FY24-25. This brownfield capex will enable us to grow by approximately 16 to 17% in the current financial year and also 15 to 16% growth in the next financial year. Apart from this brownfield capex, company has planned ₹300 crore capex on greenfield expansion for cable and wires in Gujarat, commercial production for which will be commenced by fourth quarter of FY24-25. We have already purchased the land and initial construction work has started. Further, we will spend approximately 400 to 500 crore rupees of capex in the next financial year on the Sanand plant and another 400 crore each year for next two subsequent years. It will allow us to maintain a CAGR of around 15 to 16% per annum as against in the next few years. Industry outlook, the demand scenario is good for our company from public sector capex as well as private sector capex. And India has emerged as a fast-growing economy in the world, and there are substantial opportunities available for exports as well. So we expect good growth in our wire and cable segment in next few years. India, the sectors are mainly solar capacities which are being added. Another capex pipeline in the infrastructure like highways, metros and railways, and even in the power sector as well. And even the construction sector is also doing substantially well, which includes large construction civil projects like hotels, hospitals and other real estate sector. The manufacturing sector in India has a good potential to grow with a lot of PLI scheme and private sector adding capex in the manufacturing sector. So increased investments in the telecom sector is also giving boost to cables, electrical cables, especially in the telecom infrastructure.
Sorry to interrupt, sir. Like it's a very disturbance in your site. So please clear that now.
Pardon?
So now it is clear?
Yes, sir. It's clear.
So this is a brief from my side. I welcome now. Please put your questions, whatever, and we'll be glad to answer.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wish to ask a question may press star and one on the. If you wish to remove yourself from question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Rahul Agarwal from Incurred Equity. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much for the opportunity. Good afternoon, sir. Sir, firstly, I could see from the numbers that housing wires is actually doing better than cables for KEI. The industry trend is, actually the reverse. And entire industry has seen, low single-digit volume growth for wires last, 2 to 3 quarters now. What has got KEI market share gains? Could you just give some color and understanding of how you have gone about this, please?
So it is basically improving our geographical push by having dealers in the vacant areas and also through schemes and advertising. One factor I can attribute is that maybe we are having lower base as compared to the Havells and Polycab, which you are talking, might be talking. So that may be, I don't know, but these may be the factors.
Okay, so you know, just to extend this question, when I look at you know, the regional dealer sales which you report in your presentation, it looks like North and East have grown, you know, way, way faster versus, you know, South looks like low single digits. Could you share some feedback on demand trends in these regions just to, so that I can tie it up based on why wires are doing way better than cables for KEI?
No, I don't think that cables are not doing better.
Because the capacity constraint is in the cables.
Capacity constraint in the cables.
In the wire, we have capacity utilization is close to 70%, where in the cable, we have utilization is 95%. So slowly, we are adding the capacity with the brownfield capex. So then we will be increasing the cable sale in our kitty. That's how overall growth we are targeting of 16 to 17%.
Got it, Rajiv. You know, the question essentially was also on the regional side. When I look at the numbers, looks like North and East are doing 15 to 20%, and South is low single digit. West is recovering.
Earlier also I have explained to you that it's basically the leadership position from the company side. Those who are aggressive in the markets, like in the North, always was doing good, and now the East is also doing very good now. So now our focus and thrust will be in the southern part. So in the next year, we will see the conversion in the southern part also.
Okay, get it, sir. Sir, on the capex, one question. I understand you gave plant-wise capex. I couldn't capture everything. What I wanted to know is if you can help me full year numbers for consolidated capex for the company for fiscal 24, 25 and 26. That will help.
24 will be close to 450 crore around. And next year it will be close to 500 plus crore.
Next year.
Okay. So we should assume 450 for this year, 500 plus for next year.
वो 500 का 600 भी हो सकता है डिपेंडिंग ऑन द कंस्ट्रक्शन वर्क गोइंग ऑन द फास्ट इन द एक्स्ट्रा हाई वोल्टेज पावर केबल सेगमेंट.
गॉट इट सर. एंड लास्ट क्वेश्चन ऑन वॉल्यूम ग्रोथ, यू सेड 13% फॉर थर्ड क्वार्टर. इज इट पॉसिबल टू गिव 9 मंथ नंबर?
फॉर 9 मंथ इट वाज 22%.
ओके, परफेक्ट सर.
एंड 9 मंथ द वॉल्यूम इंक्रीज इज 22% इन केस.
गॉट सर. Congratulations for another consistent quarter. I'll come back in the queue. All the best, sir.
Thank you, Rahul.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bhavin Pandey from Athena Research. Please go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone. I hope I'm audible.
Yes, you're audible.
Sure. Sir, we could see that subcontracting expenses for EPC have gone down both on a sequential as well as YOY basis. So if you could throw some light on that.
No, it is depend on the project work going on. Sometimes the supply portion is more, sometimes the erection portion is more.
But sir, even when you look at quarterly numbers, margins have expanded for EPC. So we were wondering if some cost initiatives are working.
Once it is going for the completion, because most of the old orders are at completion stage, so all the provisions, etc. has been accordingly provided earlier was reversed, so accordingly it has been done. Because right now we are having only 3-4 contracts going on. All the old contracts are getting completed now.
Okay. And sir, the numbers you gave for capex, 450 and 500, so all of it is for EHP segment or a certain portion would be?
No, we are in our Ahmedabad Sanand project, we are going for a greenfield project for extra high voltage, high voltage and low voltage power cable. All the three segments. So the first phase, as our CMD sir has given you the figure, that by fourth quarter end of next financial year, low tension power cable and medium voltage power cable production will get started. And after another 6-7 months, the extra high voltage power cable will get started over.
Okay. That's great. Congratulations on another great set of numbers. I'll get back into the queue. Thank you,
sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Riya from Equitas Investment. Please go ahead.
Thank you for giving me an opportunity. My question is in terms of, we've seen that the exports have significantly increased. So in terms of the current issues which are happening on the freight, could you help us with how are our contracts placed? Are we passing on the incremental freight cost and the impact of the current geopolitical issues?
Yes, yes. We are passing on the incremental freight to the customers. So the freight is not an issue.
And are you seeing any decrease in demand because of that or any delay and inventory clogging?
No, on cables, it's a high-value item. And the increase in the freight element may increase the prices of cables by maximum 1 to 1.5%, which is insignificant. And the companies who are doing the, you know, projects or the capex, they can't afford to delay the projects just because of 1 to 2% increase in the cable prices.
Got it. And in terms of our capacity expansion of EHV, compared to the current capacity, how much will we increase it?
We can do around 600 crore worth of it.
No, that capacity which will come in the funnel will be all equal or even more than this at least 2 years from now, because the EHV project take more time than the low tension or medium voltage cables.
So we will be producing almost 2x the capacity we are currently producing, am I right?
We are almost operating at 95% capacity utilization.
Right. Got it. And in terms of margins, do we see any, are we maintaining the margins going forward?
I think we are definitely going to maintain the margins, which we have achieved around 11%. And I think we'll try to improve it by 0.25% or 0.5%, but the margins will remain in this vicinity.
Got it. And any guidance in terms of where their export demand is coming from in cables, export as well as EHV, where is it coming from?
So it is coming from, at the moment we are exporting EHV cables only in Australia, but we will develop new export markets for EHV cables once the new capacity comes up. Because at the moment we are constrained with the capacity. There is no point in doing you know, sales effort when we cannot produce and deliver.
Got it. Okay, thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Praveen Sahay from PL India. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question. Sir, first question is on the domestic institutional business. So that number there, we see a degrowth on the YOY side. So is it only the capacity constraint or something else?
It is not physical that degrowth, it's physical the allocation of the capacity, because once we got the export order, so we have allocated that capacity to export. Otherwise, the demand is very strong. So whatever capacity we are having, either we can sell to the domestic institution or to the export institution. So if the order has come from export, so we have to serve first to the export. We are going by the order buy, actually.
In fact, allocation there, where we can allocate the capacity, that is right.
Right, and you are making a higher margin in the export, so there you are allocating. We have to understand this. Right?
Yes, yeah.
Second question, sir, on the EHV cable. There also there is a very strong growth we had seen for a quarter and even for a 9 month. Can you guide for the way forward how you are seeing the EHV numbers to improve from here onwards? And also to add on, the capacity allocation also is the function over here, like more of the EHV you are producing in place of the other cable, and the growth is there and the demand is high.
No, EHV numbers will remain similar next year also, because here EHV capacity cannot reallocated from medium voltage or LT side. You have it has separate set of machines where EHV can be manufactured. However, on this capacity, we can manufacture medium voltage cable, but on medium voltage machines, EHV cable cannot be manufactured.
Oh, okay. And what utilization in EHV you are at?
Almost 90-95%. Actually, in EHV, we can produce up to 550 to 600 crore worth of business in a year.
Cables.
Okay. You got it, sir. Thank you, sir. I'll come and
you. Thank you, Praveen.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Alok Deshpande from Nuvama Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, Anil sir. Good afternoon, Raghu sir. Sir, my question is on exports. Sir, what is the kind of working capital cycle that we should look at on the exports business?
See, either in export institution or domestic institution, the receivable cycle is on an average is 2.5 months.
Okay, so similar to the domestic institutional business is what we should...
Receivable cycle is same.
Okay. And sir, last time you mentioned that, you know, the margins should sort of, you know, start going up towards more towards 11% kind of zone. So with all the new capacities coming up, especially the brownfield ones, is there more certainty of that happening moving towards 11% EBITDA margin?
CMD sir has already said that in the next year also we will be maintaining close to 11% EBITDA margin. In this quarter also, this is EBITDA percentage is almost 11%.
So I was looking more from excluding the other income part. So
The 50% is exchange fluctuation. So that is part of the operational actually. But you are seeing separate than that actually.
Yeah. Okay, sir. No problem, sir. Sir, congratulations on good set of numbers and good luck to the entire team.
Thank you, Alokji.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Meg Talati from Yellow Jersey Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hello, I'm audible.
Yes.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity. Congratulations on a good set of numbers. So a couple of questions. First is the clarification. So are we doubling our capacity in the EHV segment?
Yes, we are adding the capacity by financial year 2006, almost 1.5 times more than the existing capacity.
Okay. And in terms of the volume growth, so you mentioned that the 9-month volume growth is 22%. Is it for the cables or it includes both cables and wires?
It includes the metal consumption for wire and cable both.
Okay. So if I check the revenue growth for the 9 months, it's close to 17%. So realizations have decreased in this quarter, in this 9 months?
No, it is basically the pricing effect, no? The copper and bullion, the pricing effect.
Okay. And in terms of the demand for the EHV, so we have you mentioned few quarters back that the current capacity can generate.
EHV we can produce up to 550 to 600 crores. So then only we can sell up to that figure only.
Okay, understood. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Srinidhi from HSBC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity. So I just want to understand some of the growth opportunities. Does EHV cables also go in some of the HVDC projects?
Can you repeat the question, please?
So just I want to understand, there's a lot of demand coming from the HVDC projects. So just want to understand, does cable go in some of the sections of these HVDC projects?
Yeah.
High voltage, direct current transmission.
At the moment, in overhead transmission projects, we are supplying cables for HVDC projects. But that is mostly medium voltage and control cables for the substations and the that kind of applications. But in HVDC segment, in the times to come, extra EHV cable will also be there, will be coming, and for that we are developing the capabilities and in our new CapEx which is coming up at Sanand in that direction, so that once that project is commissioned, we are able to supply extra high voltage cable, extra high voltage DC cables also, high voltage DC cables also, which are meant for underground transmission.
Right. And then similarly, want to understand how is the demand intensity for a conventional coal-based thermal power plant, like how much demand comes from a typical 1 gigawatt or say 800 megawatt thermal power plant, how is the demand come?
At the moment, I think Government of India has again started developing some 30 to 40,000 megawatt of new coal-based thermal generation capacity, and for which demand will surface in the next financial year. Although in next last 2-3 years we have supplied substantial quantity of cables to thermal power plants set up by various state governments. Although it was not on the radar, but some projects were coming up, and we have always utilize those opportunities in supplying, continuing our cable supplies to thermal power plant. And in next 5 years, a lot of this will come up because of the additional thermal capacities coming up.
Right. So, sir, I wanted to understand, is there a way to generalize, like for a 800 megawatt, how much worth crores of cable typically goes at the current pricing?
I think should be around 15 to 20 crore rupees. For a 800 megawatt capacity.
Right. Okay, sir. Those were my questions. Thank you for answering them.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Swati Jhunjhunwala from BOB Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you for taking my question. Most of my questions have been answered. Just one. Could you just give the breakup of the order book?
Order book, please note down. The EPC order book is 934 crore rupees. Extra high voltage power cable order book is 594 crore rupees. The cable from domestic institution order book is 1823 crore rupees. And cable export order is 475 crore rupees. Put together all is 3826 crore rupees.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask question. The next question is from the line of Achal Lohade from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Sir, good afternoon. Thank you for the opportunity. Congratulations for great set of numbers. What I wanted to ask, sir, given the capacity addition by us and the peers, how do you see and the kind of demand what you're seeing, and this question is more on the cables front, how do you see the demand supply, you know, for the cables in each of the segments? You know, if you could talk a little bit on that.
For next 4 to 5 years, we have given the guidance for a growth of 16 to 17%. In last 15 years, we have grown by 14% plus. So in the same range, we have given you the guideline, and accordingly, we are adding the capacity. We are not adding the capacity where we are saying that 30% growth we will do. We are not doing that. So the kind of industry is growing 12 to 13%. And we are giving the guidance to grow 16 to 17% because we are among the top two companies in the country. We have exports, we have extra high voltage power cable. So put together all, we have given guidance for 16-17%. So sale was never a challenge to KEI because of the entry barrier. So lots of institutional customers we are serving in a year. More than 2,000 institutional customers we are serving in a year. More than 60 countries we are exporting our products. That's why our growth target will be maintained. So we are not seeing any challenge from the supply part.
Demand part.
And he was asking the other companies are also supplying.
Yes, so sir, actually I completely get your point. What I was trying to ask is that, you know, what we hear in the market is that given the capacity shortage, obviously there is slight element of price premium which is being charged. You know, given the kind of capacity additions are happening, could there be a risk to the pricing? I get your you know, visibility on the demand and the growth what you are factoring is obviously very realistic. But I'm just curious to understand from a overall industry perspective, could there be a case of excess capacity and hence, if at all, any price premium going away or normalization of the prices?
First of all, there is no price premium. There is no excess, you know, excess capacity.
Okay.
You know, whatever capacity is coming up, that will be saturated with the continuous increased demand. So, at the moment, I can only say that our production is just 10% of what China is producing in a year. So, I don't think that the capacity will be over capacity. And our products, wires and cables, are used in every sector of economy. So, what?
Correct.
Even if there is a slowdown in any particular sector, some other 10 sectors are always open.
Understood. I think this is very helpful. So thank you so much and I wish you all the best.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rahul Maheshwari from Ambit Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah, please.
Yeah. First of all, congratulations to entire KEI Industries management team for consistent performance. Two questions, sir. One, can you help us to understand the total opportunity size for the specialty segments like solar, EV, and how your R&D and the process in terms of talking with the OEMs and the how much time it will take to replicate or the revenue to flow down for this specialty segment? I'm not talking from an infrastructure and power sector point of view, but the new emerging sector where the government just recently talked about the rooftop solar. So can you give some color on that? That will be very helpful.
See, we are already supplying to various OEMs and customers in rooftop solar segment, and also the solar power developers who are executing mega projects in or in locations. So, I mean, there is the question of starting the dialogue with the OEMs. We are already there.
Can you quantify? I mean, how big it can become? I mean, if currently you are supplying to the data centers and EV, etc. I don't want an absolute number, but even if you can give a ballpark range, that how big it can contribute to your sales.
You see, for any capex, as we have earlier explained, the cable demand is 3.5 to 4%. So, in whatever segment, whether it is a solar or it's data center or it's a EV, anywhere, the consumption of the cable is close to 3.5 to 4% of the cost of the project. So one can calculate in this way only.
I think exact data cannot be given, but the demand from the solar developers or rooftop solar OEMs is significant. At the moment, we don't have the exact data or quantifiable data to answer your question.
And the second question, as you maintained that KEI is building capacity and because they are envisaging the growth which you have guided for 16-17%, is it a conservative growth when you are looking from a setting from a board point of view?
It depends on the capacity we are creating. So whatever capacity we are creating year on year basis, on that basis we have given this number actually. In future, it may increase also, but right now, whatever capex we have taken for the Sanand project and the Brownfield project, from there, for next 2 to 3 years, the growth will be like 16-17%.
Cool. Thank you so much and best wishes to the team.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pulkit Patni from Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead.
So thank you for taking my questions. So a couple of questions. First one is, we recently heard this announcement on 1 crore rooftop solar projects likely to be put. Any rough sense on what is the kind of cable opportunity that this could create, assuming that entire 1 crore was to be installed? That's question number one.
Yeah. Please go ahead.
Okay. Should I ask the second question?
Yeah, yeah.
So my second question is, you know, the number one player in the industry obviously recently had these tax issues. My question is, one, does it change anything in the industry structure in terms of industry practices? Secondly, you being the second largest player, is there a possibility of we benefiting in terms of market share, etc., you know, more dealers wanting to work with us? Just, I mean, to whatever extent you can share about, you know, I mean, I don't intend saying how it benefits us, but just that we are the second largest player, does it change the industry dynamic in any way in our favor?
See, to answer your first question about the solar requirement, you know, the rooftop solar, which government has announced they will put 1 crore rooftop solar, there the requirements of, you know, small wires will be there, because you are not, you are connecting the rooftop with the house which is beneath it. So there is no distance that the cable is required to connect the electricity system of that house with the rooftop. So it may generate the small demand for the small wires, 4 square mm or 6 square mm wires, but it will not generate any demand for the cables. So regarding your second question about the benefiting out of it, I think we don't see opportunities out of anyone else's problems. So we are working on our own path, and we would not like to comment on that.
No, sir. Very, very fair. Thank you so much for your answers.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rahul Agarwal from Incurred Equities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the follow-up, sir. First question on the price gap between KEI wires, you know, and the leaders. What is that right now?
But earlier explained also, basically 3 to 5% is right now. So slowly we are improving 1% price year on year basis, and our target to catch up within 4 years time.
Right. So that was my next question, essentially to understand how far are we to basically be at similar pricing. I think that was the intention.
As I said, that every year our target is to increase by 1%
only. Okay, get it. Secondly, Rajivji, I think we've reached to pretty optimized level of working capital. It shows 90 days now of sales, excluding cash. Henceforth, this is where the company stabilizes organically?
We are stabilizing, and whatever cash we are having, we are utilizing either to pay creditors or to for the capex. So that way, we are very, very comfortable with respect to inventory holding and receivable holding.
Right. So henceforth is all going to be like year on year, whatever efficiency improvement we can get. But most of that EPC thing is out of our way, right?
Little bit receivable holding will go down year on year basis, because our sales through the dealer distributor will get increased further to 50%. Our CMD sir's vision is there to maintain 50%. So by that time, our receivable holding right now, it is 2.3 months, which was earlier 2.4 months. Which may go down to 2.2 months by next year or 2.1 months by next year. So there is a little bit of scope here.
Okay, got it. And lastly, Anilji, one question to you. Interim budget is next week. Your sense of what could influence cable and wire sector? You know, of course, we know that higher capex allocation is a known factor. But from a change perspective, anything in your mind which could help business trends or sustain current business trends?
I think you have answered the question yourself that the demand creation is done only by higher capex spend because our industry is capex oriented. So more is the capex in the economy, either in the from the government side or from the manufacturing industries, the more will be the demand for kits and why.
Anything from a raw material perspective, let's say any duties or you know PVC supplies which you use for you know your protection of cables, anything from that perspective could change?
No. Nowadays budgets in hardly any duty changes are affected in the budget. Budgets are more of a revenue and expenditure statement.
I agree, sir. I agree. Just
and
trying to understand.
Pass on also, Rahul. Whatever changes in the raw material prices, it's always in the pass on mode actually. So it does not affect any profitability of the company.
Yes, I'm aware of that. All right. Thank you so much and all the best and look forward to, you know.
Thank you, Rahul. Thanks for your support.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bhavin Pandey from Athena Research. Please go ahead.
Hey, thanks for the follow-up. So I just wanted to check on the trend of advertisement and promotion expenses, how they have sort of been for this quarter?
Close to 0.5% in a year we are expanding actually. Sometime in one particular year there is a little bit higher, in one particular year per quarter a little bit lower. Because in the case of the first quarter where the IPL matches are there, so there may be higher. So like this only. But for a year basis, we are spending around 0.5% of the sale.
Okay. And so coming to the IPL, so last year I think we switched our franchise because we wanted more sort of reach and discovery in the southern market. So given the, looking at the payback that has come, so are we sort of looking to renew it or maybe we'll choose a different route this time?
It is already renewed. So you will see us again in the IPL with the Royal Challengers Bangalore.
That's wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much, sir. And all the best.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Shubham Agarwal from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity and congrats on the consistent set of results. I think I just got dropped off while you were talking about CAPEX in the opening remarks. If you could repeat that, it would be great.
Overall CAPEX for the current year payment on the payment basis, we have done for 308 crore rupees, out of which close to 2 units, no?
Yeah.
So in our Silvassa Chinchpada plant, we have spent around 65 crore rupees. In Pathredi, we spent around 30 crore rupees. And in Sanand, Ahmedabad, we spent around 167 crore rupees. Major part is the land. And another 46 crore is in the balancing of equipment in our existing plants.
And the CAPEX going forward, I think you were also...
Going forward, another 150 crore will be spent in this quarter. So close to... And next year, it will be close to 500 crore plus expenditure. That will be mainly for the Sanand project.
That was all, Rajivji. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kalpit Manish Narvekar from EFG. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Congratulations on a good set of numbers and thanks for taking my question. So my first question is basically on industry growth. So you spoke about 12-13% kind of industry growth. But some of the other building materials like cement are seeing some kind of slowdown in the near term. So do you actually, and I do understand medium-term growth being like around that level because of CAPEX and et cetera, but do you expect some kind of a slowdown maybe for in the near term for a few quarters or so because of election or also on the entity side? That being my first question. Thanks.
Sir, election will be there only. Elections may affect the anything for, maximum for three months. But in our business, projects are going on and the work never stops. So I don't think that elections will have any impact on our business and the growth. We are not seeing any slowdown.
Yeah, thanks for that. And my second question is more on the retail side, which I guess used to be like where you're selling to dealers used to be whatever 45-50% of total sales, right? So in this piece, I just want to get some sense around how you think the dealers behave in situations of copper price movement. So basically, I mean, recently copper price has corrected a little bit in December, and so do you how does the restocking and destocking kind of work on the dealer side?
See, we are first of all, the movement of copper anywhere between 3-5% is always there, and in house wire segment, the companies are very cautious that we increase or decrease the prices in a systematic manner on a 15 days average. Secondly, in case of cables, the prices are given to a project or to a dealer on a firm price basis, either for stocking or designed for a project. So it does not matter whether the price copper prices are going down or up. So both sides honor their commitment. We have not seen any such things in the industry that because of the movement of copper prices, dealers are backing out from the from their cable orders. But and in the wire segment, sometimes it impacts little bit in stocking and destocking. But those issues are separately handled with the dealers. It is only for the house wire payment.
Okay, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask question. The next question is from the line of Mudit Kabra from Irala Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you. Just one question, sir. Is there any impact on exports in the Europe region or somewhere else because of the Red Sea crisis, the geopolitical impact over that area? Any deferment during the quarter?
See, so far as our customers are concerned, we have not seen any deferment of any orders so far. There is a small impact on the cost due to increased freight, but that is hardly because cables being a high valued item, the impact is hard, not more than a percent either to us or to the customer.
Okay, so there are no impact on orders, just the price impact is there
because the price impact is very small, so there is no impact on the order.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Raj Shah from Ambit. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Congratulations for the good set of numbers. So I just have a long-term question. So now we are close to around $1 billion of revenues. So just wanted to understand that going forward, say in the next 4 to 5 years, do we want to become more of a consumer company? So our advertising expenses still are less than 1% of our sales. So do you want to take the shift from an industrial company to a consumer company, or still want to remain focused on cables and wires and not foray into the other segments, other consumer segments like appliances or other segments?
No, at the moment, our focus is only on the wires and cables. And at the moment, there is no plan to add, any consumer products.
Okay.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask question. As that was the last question, I would now like to hand the conference over to management for closing comments.
So, thank you very much for participating in this conference call, and I hope that we are able to satisfy you with our answers. If still you have any queries, you can write to us, and we'll be glad to answer. And I reassure our investors that the company is doing all everything to boost our growth, the company's growth in sales and margins, and we'll keep our investors apprised of anything what we do. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
On behalf of Monarch Networth Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.